Today is October the 30th, 2017, and this is Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen, and I am your host for the program. And this year, we are reading the red letter words of Jesus Christ from the book of Matthew. We affectionately call it just Jesus. Before we read his words, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our mighty God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are the all in all. Beyond description, our covenant-keeping God, the God of our dreams. You are everlasting and fulfilling. You're gorgeous and the hope of Israel. You're the intelligent designer, and you are Jesus Christ. So kind to us, Lord. You are liberty in Christ Jesus. He is the man of sorrows and never failing. You're the only wise God. You're passionate, and you are the quintessential essence of all that has ever been and will ever be, the resurrection and the life, and you still my soul. O Lord, you are the teacher of teachers, the upholder of our lives, and you are the God of all things valuable. You are wonderful, extraordinary, and the God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Lord, you are the God of Zion, and we come before you today because we know there is no other way, there is no other answer, and there is no other path that we'd rather take than that which you give to us. Lord, direct our path today. Help us to sow seeds of sweetness, of goodness, of your glory in a way that is contagious, so that we may reap a harvest of love and kindness and gentleness and goodness and peace and joy and all of the fruit of your Spirit, Lord. We bless you, we adore you, and we ask you for all of this. In the amazing name of Jesus the Christ, amen. Welcome, my friends, to the reading of the Word of God. And we are up to Matthew 10, verses 29 to 30 today. So what was Jesus doing when he spoke these words? Well, he was continuing to instruct his disciples. So as he sent them out, he said, the Word of God, Matthew 10, verse 29 to 30. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? And not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. But even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. The Word of God, Matthew 10, verses 29 to 30. Do you know a greater encourager? The second thing that we do, my friends, on Around the Word in 180 Days is to play a portion of a song. And then I read the words for you, the lyrics. So today I have chosen It Is Well, sung by Joey and Rory.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrow
when peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul, it is well with my soul, it is well with my soul. Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, lest this blessed assurance control, that Christ has regarded my helpless estate, and hath shed his own blood for my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. O sin, O the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, O my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. And that was It Is Well by Rory and Joey. Thank you, my friends, for listening in with your brothers and sisters to these powerful words of Jesus Christ and this beautiful song about him. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to pray every school day at precisely 1:16 p.m. What a gift that we have a corporate prayer. So tell your friends, tell your colleagues, and tell them to join us at 1:16 p.m. Now, if they want to join us with the prompts too, that's fine. But the most important thing is that educators across our nation are stopping at 1:16 to give thanks and praise and to petition our great and mighty God. Today, we are going to be praying that our Lord will be pleased with what we say, do, and even think. And now, if you don't remember that prompt at 1:16, that is no problem at all. Just pray. So I look forward to praying with you because it is based on Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. And what a blessing to just pause and pray and know that you are not alone. The fourth thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to read Don Clark's devotionals. We are in a second series called Love Letters, and today we are in part one of two called The Banquet Devotional Letter. The scripture he chose is from the Song of Solomon 2, verse 4. He brought me to his banqueting table, and his banner over me is love. Dear, beautiful, treasured bride in education, many of my people lack anointing, the imparting of my continual power and presence in their lives. My people need an anointing of the watering of the word for repentance. They need time alone with me, and it is not the length of the time that matters, but meeting me where they are and being open to me at all times in their lives, 24/7. Being my bride, my truly beloved, is a full-time and overtime occupation. My bride, you are to receive and be a bearer of and a distributor of my anointing. I anointed Joseph of Egypt as a child in his dreams and gave him the encouragement he needed to sustain decades of family rejection, slavery, false accusations, and imprisonment. I anointed Moses when he was alone, fearful, and hiding from his past misdeed while tending his sheep. Three times I anointed Saul, who became king of Israel. Once I used my prophet Samuel to meet him and anoint him while he was on the road looking for a lost donkey. The second time I anointed him, he was walking along a road amidst a band of prophetic musicians. There, he became a new man. He was then anointed again by the people after trying to hide from his anointing behind some baggage while in a crowd. I anointed Paul on the road to Damascus when he was an arrogant, self-righteous, learned religious leader who was murdering and an accomplice to murder of my firstborn children. I anointed him twice, first through a vision and a physical infirmity when I struck him blind, then a second time when he was healed by a person I sent to him in my name and power. I anointed King David as a boy after his coming straight from his sheepfold into Bethlehem at a place of worship. I anointed Mary while she was cleaning at home. I anointed Zechariah while in the Holy of Holies at the temple. I anointed Jacob, a thief and a liar, in his sleep when he was a homeless runaway sleeping on a rock pillow in a field alone. I was anointed three times by my father, once when alone in the desert battling Satan one-on-one with only my father's word and truth. My father anointed me again before my death by an outcast woman whom he sent to fall and weep at my feet. And then a third time, after my death, when I was laid in a tomb, the last anointing was preparing me for my resurrection. You come to church, and in the quiet place seeking me, as you should, but you must seek me more than in those two places. My beloved bride, you should seek me and be open to my presence at all times. There is no sacred and secular part of life. It's all sacred. I have wanted to meet and anoint you at other places in times of new work, but I have gotten a busy signal, and you are leaving me recorded messages. Many in education are living on yesterday's anointing. You need today's anointing. You have been trying to schedule me into your life when you should be letting me schedule yours. I long for your attention, sustained time with you, my beloved, at home, in the car, in the classroom, while out with your family, not just at church or in your quiet devotion time with me. As I shouted to Lazarus, "Come out!" I shout to you in your buried life, "Come out!" Married life with me is not a buried life. My beloved, come. Let me take off the grave clothes of your expectations and anxieties and put on the new garments of praise, thanksgiving, and my expectations I have to give to you. Our life together in education is to be a dance, not drudgery. My beloved, come eat and drink with me at school. I have prepared a table for you in the presence of your enemies. Do you hear the music playing? Come dance with me. Teach students, parents, and coworkers to dance with me as well. We must not dance alone. Love always, Jesus. The prayer. Jesus, prepare a table for us in education where we can sit by you. Come dance with us in your classrooms and offices. And that was our devotional written by Don Clark. And the final thing that we do, my friends, on Around the Word in 180 Days, is to offer up a quote for the day. Today's is from Rick Warren. Remember how far you've come, not just how far you have to go. You are not where you want to be, but neither are you where you used to be. And now, my friends, as we close out our time together today, let me remind you of these precious words of Jesus the Christ. From Matthew 10, verses 29 to 30. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny, and not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father? But even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. Dear Father, Almighty God, what an encourager you are. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of knowing each and every hair on our head that's unreal. Help us, Lord, to look to our children today and look at the hairs on their head and recognize that you know each and every one of them. Thank you, gracious and beautiful Lord, for all that you do for us each and every day. We want to come dance with you today. We love you, adore you, need you and want you, and ask you for all of this. In the amazing name of Jesus the Christ, amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.